This portion of the show is brought to you by Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans. Let's get right to it.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show.
All right, time just zips by. I'm still here in Istanbul, Turkey, watching, and I was watching the election results for Arizona's presidential preference primary, which happened yesterday. And obviously, the only two candidates in it at this point, really, on the Republican and Democrat side, is Trump and Biden. Trump getting 77.9% of the votes. You know, so obviously clinch that real quick, and Biden at 89.5%. So that day came and went, and Arizona had really little impact on this thing because it's already decided it's going to be Trump versus Biden, obviously. So on we go to the general election here before you know it. It can't come quick enough. I've been watching over here, and I'm still in Istanbul, Turkey, enjoying the time here. I really like it here. It's been fun. It's a huge city of, I don't know, I've gotten numbers of somewhere between 15 to 20 million people live in the Istanbul metro area. I looked up the stats while the taxi driver was driving us here. I think I told you about that the other day, and the horrible taxi ride from the airport, which is like an hour outside of kind of the main part, let's call it the touristy part where you want to be, with the cobblestone streets and the Hagia Sophia. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but it's a giant mosque now, and it used to be a Christian church back in, this thing was built, I think, back in the mid-500s during the Western Roman Empire. And the thing is huge. We toured it this morning. I'll try to get some pictures up at talkwithjeff.com. Now it's a mosque. It actually was a Christian church for many, many years until the Ottomans took over the empire here in 1400, and then they went on to the Ottoman Empire for a while, and then it became a museum, and then in 2020 they turned it back into a mosque. So we got in there, and really interesting to see. It's a shame though, the mosaics of the Christian era were all taken off sometime in the 1400s when the Muslims took over took it over and turned it into a mosque. So most of these just intricate mosaics that the Christians did are gone. There was a couple left depicting Jesus and Peter and so on and so forth that I just could imagine what it used to look like before those were all taken off. But nonetheless, an awesome sight to see here in Turkey, and having a really good time. So I'll share more about that here in just a few minutes. Hey, if you got a comment, love to hear from you. And I do have some comments that have come in. I'm going to kind of bundle those all together for next week when I get back to regular programming on Monday. Appreciate Mark Howitt's been filling in for me. I think he had Bob Thorpe yesterday, and I know he's got some more great stuff coming up for you on the program tomorrow, some guests and whatnot. So we'll keep looking for those comments, and then when I get back to it on Monday, start sharing those once again, getting all your info and suggestions and thoughts out there. talkwithjeff@icloud.com. That's talkwithjeff@icloud.com. All right, I want to talk about this ruling by several courts now in this Texas law to, they were going to allow Texas law enforcement through SB 4, I believe it is, to enforce immigration issues and to enforce and arrest and detain people that come to the country illegally, which is happening in record numbers. So I want to give you the latest that's going on there in just a second. I want to remind you about WT Wealth Management. My friend Glenn Least at WT Wealth Management, if you're looking for someone to talk about your financial strategy, what you've got going on when it comes to the markets, your retirement, your time horizons, get a second set of eyes even on what you've been doing and where you want to go when it comes to your portfolio and your long-term and maybe even short to mid-term planning. Why don't you call Glenn Least at WT Wealth Management? He's done a great job for me for years. I look forward to getting him back on the program here once I get back in the studio in Flagstaff and Camp Verde as well. Give him a call, and why don't you let him take a look and get you a complimentary woke mitigation portfolio review, and also just a review and a second set of eyes on your portfolio. Here's Glenn's number, 928-225-2474. Glenn Least at WT Wealth Management, 928-225-2474. That's 928-225-2474. Real quick, because I was talking about the election yesterday in Arizona and several other states between Biden and Trump. There's actually, as you may not be aware of this, but there are elections in record numbers going on and have been going on for the past couple of months all around the world. And as I stepped off, we took a ferry yesterday from near the Blue Mosque, which is, let me explain Turkey here a little bit for you. You've got, Turkey is situated, it's kind of the crossroads where East meets West. It's predominantly a Muslim country. And in fact, when you're born, Angelo was telling me about this morning, it automatically, if you're born in Turkey on your birth certificate or whatever, they say, what's your religion? You're Muslim, right? I mean, that's just declared right away. So it is a country, though, that's kind of blended East and West and sits right on, there's the Bosphorus right between it, which is a waterway that connects the Marmara Sea, I believe it's called, which leads to the Aegean and think like Greece and areas like that. And then there's this inlet that cuts across and divides Turkey, the European side of Turkey, which is much smaller geographically speaking, although a ton of people live in there. And then the Asian side, which is most of the country's landmass is Asian and heads down towards, it was Iran, Iraq, Syria, and, and then to the north. If you go through the Bosphorus, and it's a waterway that's, it can't be a mile wide, 2 miles wide, maybe at its largest. It maybe runs 20 miles, divides Turkey in half between the European side and the Asian side. We took a ferry across yesterday to the Asian side, which is no different than the other side. You're still in Istanbul. And they actually have a really good ferry system here. It costs, I think, by the time I figured it out today and went the wrong way one time and had to buy a ticket that was probably double price because I bought it from the vendor outside, you can just put your credit card right on the like turnstile, like a stink, like a subway, and it charges you. And it was like 30 lira, which is, I don't know, 50 cents or something like that. Dollar, you know, maybe a dollar, something like that. Not very much, right? And so we took that ferry across and had a great time over on the other side, kind of walking a more of a, you know, working class neighborhood, lots of shops and restaurants and so on and so forth. So really good. Today we decided to go up the Bosphorus, though, towards the Black Sea. So connects over to the Black Sea. And one of the lines that we saw, one of the ferry lines, I was trying to make sure that we didn't get on, actually goes across the Black Sea, and that hits Odessa. That goes to Ukraine. So that's how close we are to, you know, that area of the world. If you haven't looked at a map in a while, and you know, it's we're that far into, you know, Europe and then beginning of Asia. So it's been really, really interesting. But one thing, when we went across yesterday to the Asian side of Istanbul, but all of Istanbul's having elections, there are banners everywhere you look. And it's so different than our elections, because everybody has a jingle and there's cars driving around with those bullhorns playing the music and playing the, you know, whatever they came up with for their candidates. And there's buildings, whole buildings along the Bosphorus plastered with the candidate's face. I don't know what, I can't read it. I don't know what the messages say or anything like that. I'm assuming these are candidates for like mayor and the council, because you're talking a city of 15 to 20 million, which is the power center of, think Phoenix and Maricopa County as the power center of Arizona. This is the power center for the entire country. So if you become mayor of Istanbul, which President Erdogan, I can't pronounce the names again, current president of Turkey, you know, he was mayor of Istanbul first. That's where he got his start. And then now you see his face plastered all over the place on banners and this and that. So it's very interesting, very different world. But yeah, elections going on here and elections going on all over the world. And a lot of people are not very happy with the inflation, because the inflation here is like, they're losing like 80%. It's like 80%. So, you know, they're losing a significant amount all the time in their purchasing power. So 80% inflation is insane. So that's why they're happy to take the euro or even the dollar. I've used dollars a lot here as well. They never got into the EU. The EU, and they just never were able to deal with that. And if I were them, I would not get into the EU. Okay, now the immigration issue that we're dealing with, and this court, here it is, SB4 is now on hold again. When I did some research earlier in the day, because remember, we got about a 10-hour time difference here, so that's been kind of killer. When I did some research earlier, SB4 in Texas was going forward. They were going to allow Texas to enforce the law, enforce immigration law, which the U.S. government, the feds have failed to do, and they were going to allow Texas law enforcement to pick up and detain and allow judges to deport those in our country illegally, which are, like I said, record numbers. So here's an article from Yahoo. SB4 is now on hold again in Texas. And this has an Arizona tie-in because there has been movement in the legislature to try to pass a similar law in our state that Hobbs would, of course, veto because she doesn't want the border enforced. It would allow Arizona law enforcement, right down to your local law enforcement, to arrest and detain those in our country illegally if they're picked up. Mark Howitt and I have spent a lot of time talking about that. But a federal judge last month temporarily blocked the law passed by the Republican majority in the Texas state legislature. This is from this article on Yahoo, saying it conflicts with key provisions of federal immigration law. So then, according to this article, conservative-dominated appeals court said SB4 could go into force unless the Supreme Court ruled otherwise. So then the Supreme Court, this is like yesterday, said 6-3 that it issued a temporary stay on SB4 and lifted it, and Tuesday allowing it to take effect, which legal challenges, play out in lower courts. But Tuesday evening, get my time difference here correctly, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals put the law back on hold. So the Fifth Circuit put it back on hold and said that it's not going into effect. So that hold could be soon again reversed, allowing the law to go back into effect as arguments are over it continue. So we'll see what happens with this and see if states can have the right, and this is going to have to be cleared out by the Supreme Court. Does the state have the right to enforce border issues when the federal government is failing, and the federal government is failing? And I think the answer is clear that the states, in the event of an invasion, which is what this is, when you're talking 7 million people have come over since Biden's taken office, I think it's clear that the states can take action. So we'll watch this one closely, because who knows what will happen here in Arizona. Hobbs is going to have 2 more years left, but maybe eventually, hopefully, we'll get back a Republican governor in the state of Arizona, and we could get a law in effect that will allow the state to do what the feds have failed to do. Or, of course, if Trump becomes president, let's see if the talk this time is taken into action and there is law enforcement when it comes to enforcing our immigration laws and, you know, deporting people that are here illegally, and enforcing the actual border. So we'll see what happens there. I did have just a tie-in, because my perspective right now is, while I'm over here, what's going on in Europe, and what's going on in, and I tried to explain this on the program Monday. I think a lot of what I'm seeing happening here, and if you read the news articles, what's hit in Italy, for example, but Turkey's facing it on their southern border. All Western nations are facing this onslaught of, let's call it what it is, the third world trying to get in. When you have open borders and socialism, especially in Europe, you have tons of socialism, and you throw that in with open borders, so free stuff and open borders, well, who the heck isn't going to pour across the border on rafts or come over land, you know, back home, come over across the Sonoran Desert and come on up? I mean, you'll take any risk when there's all that free stuff and a better life available. So that's happening all over the place here. Rewinding back here about a week ago or so, whenever I got into Italy and we flew into Rome, and Rome's airport's pretty far out of the city as well. They all are, my experience has been, they all are here, because these cities are so old, the city centers, you don't have room for an airport when the city's been in existence for thousands of years, right? So you got to take a long taxi ride. And my experience has been, if you want to learn about what's going on, the taxi drivers, assuming they speak English, right, which most do, and it's amazing because a lot of taxi drivers and people who are in the tourism industry in other countries, they know 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 languages enough to have a conversation with. But I asked him, I was like, hey, what's going on over here when it comes to immigration? Because I could tell he was a Italian guy, that he was born and raised here, and that his family has probably been here for, generation after generation. So I was like, what's going on here? And, I got on the subject of immigration with him, because why not when you're driving for an hour in a taxi and through Italy. And he's saying it's just an onslaught, that they're just coming in droves, and Italy's being destroyed. He just went on. You could tell he was more conservative leaning, probably, or at least very frustrated with the immigration status here. And he gave me numbers. It was hundreds of thousands that have come in the past year. A lot of people from Tunisia, for example, and other places, really foreign from the traditions and the history of Italy, just like in the U.S., people coming in that are just not part of our culture. You're seeing that. I explained this on Monday. You're seeing that everywhere throughout the Western world, and it is an absolute onslaught with these open borders. So just a little perspective here, same types of things going on. I haven't seen it as much in Turkey, but it's been, the language barrier has been a bit extreme to overcome and to get into those conversations. So anyway, that's what's going on there with that one. I'll keep a close eye on it, because I think it could have impacts on Arizona as this thing makes it through the actual court process. All right, next sponsor here, and thank you to all my great sponsors. They do such a wonderful job and provide so many great services. Sportsman's Bar and Grill, for example, I've been telling you, I'm enjoying the food here. More so even than Italy, and we didn't get into this Monday. Olivia and I were going to talk about Italian food, American version versus Italian traditional version. We'll maybe save that for later, or when I get back to the studio in Flagstaff. But I am getting to the point where I've had enough food that I'm not used to, although the Turkish food I think is one of my favorites so far, because there's a huge variety, and seafood is just awesome. I love eating seafood, and Owen's ordering seafood every meal. It's just great. But I am getting ready for traditional burgers and great American food from a place like my good friends over at Sportsman's Bar and Grill. I encourage you to go there, take advantage of their great specials that start at lunchtime and go all the way into the evening. They go all day long, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. For example, you've got Wing Wednesday, so half price wings. Thursday, you're going to have the sliders. Great deal on sliders. Go check that out at Sportsman's Bar and Grill, just north of downtown, but far enough out of downtown so you got lots of parking, because it's right there in the Bash's Shopping Center. Go to Sportsman's Bar and Grill, get a great drink. They've got drink specials going on all the time. Great lunch and dinner specials. Something always on their $4 menu as well. If they were in Turkey here, they would have menus like Turkey, which is in marker, because they have to erase them every few weeks, I imagine, to change the price because of the 80% inflation. But anyway, luckily we don't have that. We still got 3-4% inflation. But Sportsman's Bar and Grill, get a great deal there. They will take very, very good care of you. All right, love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Send an email, comment in, and we'll get to those as soon as possible. One more here on judge on the legal side of things, and this has to do with the Second Amendment and illegal immigrants in our nation. A judge has ruled, and I pulled this one from Fox News, a judge has ruled that illegal immigrants have gun rights protected by the Second Amendment. So Second Amendment pertains, and basically it's a federal judge in Illinois. He found that the Constitution protects the gun rights of non-citizens who enter the United States illegally. This was District Judge Sharon Johnson Coleman, three names, on Friday ruled that a federal prohibition on illegal immigrants owning firearms is unconstitutional as applied to defendants, Flores. The court found that while the federal ban is constitutional, there is no historical tradition of firearm regulation that permits the government to deprive a non-citizen who has never been convicted of violent crime from exercising his Second Amendment rights. I guess his or her Second Amendment rights, right? I don't know. The only problem, I guess, with that is, do you know what their legal status is in their own country, because the order saying that you can't deprive them of the Second Amendment rights, because they haven't committed a felony or this or that. Have we vetted, though? Did they commit that felony in another country? Have we done the research? And I would argue that probably not, because they're here illegally and we don't have all the facts to base any kind of good decision on that. So we'll see how that one goes. One more, just to wrap this back around to stories here. I actually did get into a conversation with a Turkish guy at a shop, which I think I bought too much stuff. I bought some all kinds of treats and this and that. And I was having trouble with the conversion rate in my head as this is all flying, because it's like, it's a significant difference. 100 lira is like $3 or something like that, right? But anyway, I was there for a while, and Owen, of course, was wearing his camo, and Owen and I were talking, and this is a nice guy, he's a sales guy too. And he was going on about, we were talking about hunting. He was asking me, do you hunt and this and that? And I said, oh yeah. We go hunting for duck and geese. And, we're getting more and more into hunting, and Owen's, he loves doing this stuff. And he's like, you can hunt? He was actually surprised when I talked about hunting. He's like, you can hunt? I was like, oh yeah, you just hunt. You go get a hunting license. In some states, you just go over the counter. You can go hunting for deer or this or that. And I said, in our state, we have duck season, for example, and you just go out and get a license. I told him a stamp, not trying to get too technical with them. And you just do this and you go buy a gun. I said, just like a shop, like I'm standing in your shop right now in Arizona, I can just go buy a gun. They do a quick check. It's a quick process. I didn't get into, I could go exchange or buy guns private party or anything like that, because I think that would have blown the guy's mind. And he was just really surprised. He's like, you can just go hunt. And I was like, yeah, you can just do that. You can own a gun. You can go hunting. That's something that, it's something that is quite unique to America. There are some other countries where you can have gun ownership, things like that. But I don't know of anywhere where it's enshrined in the Constitution like the United States of America. And I think that most foreigners and most people in the rest of the world, I guess I'm the foreigner over here, but most people in the rest of the world, when you talk to them about it and when you tell them about this and the Second Amendment and gun ownership, I'm like, yeah, I own all kinds of guns. I mean, I have a friend who owns a gun range, talking about Rob Wilson and this and that. They don't comprehend that. That's just such a foreign thing to them, because if you were to put a gun on your hip and walk around Istanbul or Rome or Athens, places I've been, or Venice, you would quickly be picked up. I mean, you just don't do that. Whereas in Arizona, you walk around with a gun. You can do that. That's fine. It's perfectly legal. Blows their mind. So interesting. I always love talking to people, and everybody does want to come to America. They may not like our politicians, but it's like, I don't really like our politicians either. But there's so many people that's like, they want to get there even when they're in countries that are fairly successful and thriving. So I don't know, just some perspective. Love to hear from you though. talkwithjeff@icloud.com. That's talkwithjeff@icloud.com. All right, if you get a rock chip in your windshield, and I know it's been getting some snow and things like that. I saw some pictures. Mark talked to him by FaceTime here just the other day, and it looked pretty snowy. I think that was yesterday we talked. Hey, go to Diamond Auto Glass on 4th Street in Flagstaff. Diamond Auto Glass will get that rock chip fixed quickly before it spreads to the rest of your windshield, and then it gets expensive. So go there, get it fixed. Hey, if you're at that point where you need a new windshield, Diamond Auto Glass, they've got you covered. They've been taking care of my family and our windshields for many, many years. Here's their number, Diamond Auto Glass, 928-779-4140. That's 928-779-4140. Or go to thedifferenceisclear.com. All right, one more here for you, and that's my great friends at American Trailer Company. Just north of the Flagstaff Mall there on 89, right there on the left. Drive about 5 minutes, you'll see American Trailer Company, where I got a new trailer from them the end of last year. Great new dump trailer. They have dump trailers, flatbed trailers, cargo trailers. You don't need to go to Phoenix. Go to this company just north of Flagstaff, American Trailer Company. No city sales tax. You don't have to go to Phoenix. They try to be about the same price and in a lot of cases even lower than Phoenix. So you stay right in northern Arizona. Veteran-owned company, very high quality. I can attest to that. Really happy with my trailer. Check out all of their inventory. That's how I found them. At AmericanTrailerAZ.com. That's AmericanTrailerAZ.com. Hang tight. Back in a minute.
Hey, if you're listening to the podcast, please give us a great review and also give us a comment in there. If you're not listening to the podcast, subscribe. Look up the Jeff Orbit Show. Also on video, Rumble, follow us there. And on YouTube, subscribe. We appreciate everyone who's done that.
You're listening to the Jeff Orbit Show.
You've heard me talking with Glenn Least of WT Wealth Management over the years, and I enjoy having him on the program because he's a wealth of information and knowledge, and plus he's, you know, a straight talker, easy to talk to when it comes to my portfolio, finances, what's going on in the economy. You want to have a one-on-one conversation with Glenn Least of WT Wealth Management, go ahead and call him right now. It's no obligation, doesn't cost anything. You can get a second set of eyes on your portfolio. Here's his number, Glenn Least at WT Wealth Management, 928-225-2474, 928-225-2474, or send him an email, gleast, that's G-L-E-E-S-T, gleast at WTWealthManagement.com. Last year, Angela and I called the Blind Brothers to get all new blinds in our home in Flagstaff, and man, did they do a great job. They came in, laid out all the options. We've picked a great set of blinds. Then they came back. They took out the old ones, did the installation. I highly recommend having the Blind Brothers do your installation. Mention the Jeff Orbit Show. Get up to half off the installation. That's in addition to any other advertised specials. Do your neighbors a favor. Call the Blind Brothers, a great Northern Arizona company, at 928-634-2423. 928-634-2423. Or go to theblindbrothers.com.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Allstate Insurance Agency in Flagstaff. I guess Biden's in Arizona for the second day. Is that that's what I'm reading, is that he was there for Election Day and he's there today as well, visiting a chip company. I think it was Intel, or he's going to hand out money. I'll get to that here in just a second. When we flew out of Phoenix, I can't remember, almost 2 weeks ago, we had Jill Biden saw her plane, actually drove right by. I guess she was visiting. So it goes to show you how important Arizona is to the election and how we are probably most likely the swing state to decide this election, one of two or three or four, maybe five at the tops to decide who's the next president. So the fact that Biden's there for, you know, some time and handing out money to the state, and let me get to that, and handing out money to a huge mega corporation that has a lot of jobs in the state, especially high tech is becoming more and more important to Arizona, to people in Arizona. So you dangle that carrot and you spread around the money, your money, your tax dollars, to try to win over votes. And that's exactly what he's doing. And that's what all presidents are doing. Well, no matter where they are throughout the world, that's what they do, right? Let me get to that. If you got a comment, love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Don't forget my good friends at Just Wireless. You need a new smartphone, new to you at least, because they have a great line of refurbished smartphones. Go to Just Wireless in West Flagstaff, right there on Milton Avenue. You got a great line of refurbished smartphones, so you don't have to spend a fortune, spend $1,000+ on the latest, greatest gadget phone. Go get a great smartphone from Just Wireless, good for the environment as well. If you have a smartphone that the battery's not working very good, and I think I'm at that point again, I'm going to need to get a battery for this phone, or I may need to get a refurbished phone when I get back because it's draining pretty quick. They can replace your battery. They can also fix charging ports, cracked screens, things like that. Just Wireless right there on Milton Avenue in West Flagstaff. Visit them at JustWirelessAZ.com. That's JustWirelessAZ.com. So yeah, Biden is handing out your tax dollars to mega corporations. In this case, and it's a company that's had a presence in Arizona for quite a while, Intel Corporation, you know, Intel chips, microprocessors. This is from AZ Central, the Arizona Republic. one of Arizona's largest employers. They're going to get this number, $8.5 billion with a big fat B, $8.5 billion. It's not lira, it's dollars, $8.5 billion in federal grants as part of a preliminary agreement to be announced by President Joe Biden and Commerce Department officials during a visit to Arizona today, March 20th. The funding is designed to rebuild America's technological leadership in semiconductors. I don't know if we're why are we having to rebuild it if we're a leader in semiconductors? Wouldn't the industry be there? Wouldn't the private company, private investment be there if we were the leader in that? I don't think that's the case anymore because, as you know, Taiwan Semiconductor controls a vast amount of the manufacturing of chips in the world. And so much of that has shifted to Asia and other countries. Taiwan Semiconductor building that huge facility on the north end of Phoenix, right there off the 303. I saw that when I was coming down to get, you know, to the airport in Phoenix. It's massive. I mean, if you haven't seen that thing, it's so huge. They got money from all this deal as well, by the way, so they can build chips in the U.S. and ship them back to Taiwan to get packaged so they can then come back here. That doesn't sound very efficient to me, but lots of money being handed out to chip manufacturers. So the funding, like I said, designed to rebuild America's technological leadership in semiconductors could be spread among multiple Intel projects in Arizona, New Mexico, Ohio, and Oregon, with Arizona receiving one of the largest commitments. It stems from the passage, remember this one, the CHIPS and Science Act. I never heard of that. They must have added that after the fact. The CHIPS and Science Act of 2022. And like I said, this was a bill that Congress passed, President signed, a bill that like Senator Sinema pushed for, a bill that Senator Mark Kelly pushed for, a bill that even Joe Manchin, who is now retiring from Congress from West Virginia, passed and voted for, and then later on said, hey, I think we got a spending problem here in D.C. So they're doling out all this money to these big multinational, multi-billion dollar corporations of your tax dollars to get them to create a plant in Phoenix, for example, or other states in the name of jobs. And I get that. I want to have jobs too. And I think it's a good idea to have our chip manufactured and reinsourced back into America. We spent plenty of time talking about this. But if it's a good idea, they're going to use their own money. They're going to use investor money. Why are we using tax dollars for this kind of stuff when the country has, last I checked, we have now broached $34.5 trillion when it comes to the national debt. We're quickly, every 100 days, we're adding $1 trillion onto the national debt. We don't get the money to give these companies grants, which is a fancy word for moving money from your pocket to their pocket to build something that is in high demand in the world, which is microprocessors, which are in everything. The market's there. Do it without the help of the government, without the help of the taxpayer. Get rid of this stuff. We don't have the money to do it. But they're going to do it because Biden needs to win Arizona to win the re-election of the presidency. So they're going to hand out money. And Arizona, in Arizona, Intel, which is headquartered in Santa Clara, California, Intel is the 11th largest, according to this article, 11th largest non-governmental employer with 13,000 employees. Because, you know, the government's the biggest employer in most areas nowadays and makes up for so much of our actual economic activity that's going on. So anyway, so that's Biden there. He's supposed to do it today. By the time, by the time I get the current news over here in Istanbul, I'm sure he has already doled out the money or talked about doing it. So continues to go on and on. I want to switch gears here back to the homeless issue. I talked about this on Monday's program, and I got quite a few emails regarding the issue that's going on in Sedona, the issue of the Sedona City Council voting 6-1 to make the cultural park, which they just purchased, I think it was last year, for over $20 million, to make that into a homeless encampment at night from, I can't remember what it was, 10 p.m. to 8 a.m. or something like that. Look back on Monday's show, which I think I podcast. Maybe I forgot to. But anyway, they're going to make that so up to 40 spaces for cars are available, showers, bathrooms, et cetera, because you got to have that or else you wind up with a you know, the zone, which you may wind up with in Sedona anyway, to deal with the homeless issue because of the affordable housing crisis. You know, this is the buzzword for all these politicians. We're going to fix the affordable housing crisis, which they will never fix the affordable housing crisis. But they're still pushing forward with that. Last word I got is that it has been initiative has been, they're out there getting signatures already. One of the people who's connected with the driver behind this has contacted me, and I appreciate that. And if you're listening, I'm sorry I haven't gotten back to you. I'm going to get caught up on my emails here, like when I'm on the plane or something, and we'll connect, and hopefully within next week or the week after I get back to Flagstaff to the studio, I want to get on the person pushing this petition to stop this and refer it to the voters of Sedona, this homeless encampment that's being ready to get open, plans to get this thing open in this $20+ million cultural park that they just purchased with, I'm assuming if it ain't your tax dollars, it's somebody's tax dollars. I'm sure they said, oh, we got a grant and so, you know, magic money, something like that, right? So that's a huge issue. Now, Arizona, I'm reading this article on MSN. Arizona County faces homelessness on steroids as migrant shelter funds run out. Arizona migrant shelter that has housed thousands of asylum seekers. Remember, asylum seekers, when they come into the country, everybody's an asylum seeker now, plans to halt most operations in 2 weeks when funding from Washington, okay, funding from the taxpayers, not from Washington. Washington doesn't have any money. They just take your money. Anyway, when that runs out, a problem for towns along the border where officials fear a surge in homelessness and extra costs. So this stuff's happening everywhere, right? It's happening everywhere because of the massive influx of illegals that have come into our country. And it's Pima County. So Pima County, which borders Mexico, has said that at the end of the month, its contracts must stop with Tucson's Casa Alitas shelter and services that transport migrants north from the border cities of Nogales, Douglas, and Lukeville. So what do they do? Should funnel them out through the rest of the country, I guess. So the issue is getting worse and worse as Biden's presidency continues. And I see no sign of this abating because everybody wants to get out of these jacked up third world countries and get to, whether it be the United States or Canada, or whether it be over here in Europe and Western countries, they want to get further and further up north. They want to get to Germany. They want to get to Great Britain. They want to get to, they want to start off in Turkey. They want to start off in Greece or Italy and push up and go up. It's the same thing happening everywhere. Although I haven't noticed much of homeless issues here in Istanbul. I did notice a lot in Italy. It was all over the place. And I that may be the case if you try. The world's a big place, so I haven't seen everything. But I bet you that's the case as you travel throughout Europe. You see more and more homeless issues because people are being brought in with no jobs, no skill sets, and they weren't thriving or succeeding in their country. How are they going to thrive or succeed in another country where they don't know the language, don't have the skill sets, there? It didn't work in their other country, in a third world country. It's not going to work here as well. All right. Love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Get those comments in. Appreciate everybody who sends those in. We'll keep piling those up. Get to those here next week. Hey, don't forget about my good friends at the Rodeo Steakhouse in Williams. Great food. And again, starting to get ready to get back to my regular diet here, and I'll get back to the U.S. and get some great Rodeo Steakhouse, get a great steak. I could go for a great just steak, mashed potatoes, and some veggies and some bread, something like that. Or maybe one of their pepper steaks, maybe one of their some ribs. I haven't seen ribs over here anywhere. So some ribs from the Rodeo Steakhouse would certainly be great. And I hope you all get out there as well. Enjoy Williams. Great. Kind of old West feel. Seems like you're stepping back in time when you go to Williams, and then you stop by the Rodeo Steakhouse at 950 North Grand Canyon Boulevard, right there by the Ramada Inn. Stop on by the Rodeo Steakhouse, the Rodeo Steakhouse. Hang tight, back in just a minute.
Hey
Hey, if you're listening to the podcast, please give us a great review and also give us a comment in there. If you're not listening to the podcast, subscribe. Look up the Jeff Horvitz Show. Also on video, Rumble, follow us there. And on YouTube, subscribe. We appreciate everyone who's done that.
This is the Jeff Horvitz Show.
I want you to write down this number, put it in your phone, put it on your fridge, wherever you keep this stuff. But if your HVAC system goes down, you're going to want to have it handy. And that's Gettles High Desert Mechanical. Gettles High Desert Mechanical is a family-owned company servicing HVAC systems throughout northern and central Arizona. Plus, they also do plumbing. They've been doing this for a long time, and they're also the people that I call when my HVAC system goes down. Whether your heater goes down, you got your AC unit that you're going to have to start using here pretty soon as temperatures start to rise and rise and rise, make sure that system's up and running, get it inspected, call Gettles High Desert Mechanical. Plus, if it just breaks down, they're there for you throughout northern and central Arizona. Here's Gettles High Desert Mechanical's number, 928-567-2200. Or go to Gettles, G-O-E-T-T-L-S, GettlesHDM.com. If you're buying or refinancing to consolidate high-rate credit cards, why don't you call Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans? She might be able to help you out and hopefully get you a lower overall monthly payment. Also, if you're a first-time home buyer, Kim Dawson has plenty of great programs out there for first-time buyers. Second homes, investment properties, or if you're just selling your home and moving up to a bigger home, need a different mortgage, call Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans. Mention a Jeff Horvitz Show. Get $250 off the lender's fee at closing. Here's Kim's number, 928-310-6458, 928-310-6458, or go to NovaHomeLoans.com/Kim Dawson. Kim Dawson, NMLS 697411, Nova Home Loans, NMLS 3087, BK number 090242, Equal Housing Opportunity, subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. All right, that's it for this hour. Stick around, more to come. And you got comments? Love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Check out, I've got some pictures and some short articles that I've put up on the website as well. If you've been following along with our trip here, you can check that out at talkwithjeff.com. That's talkwithjeff.com. And a show note, don't forget, tomorrow I do have Mark Howitt back on the program with Rob Wilson. So look forward to that and make sure you tune in for that. Hang tight, more to come. Back in a minute. The information provided on the Jeff Horvitz Show does not constitute legal, medical, financial, or tax advice. All information is the opinions of the host and guests. You should always seek the advice of a professional regarding any of these complex issues to make sure all circumstances of your situation are properly considered. Hey, if you're listening to the podcast, please give us a great review and also give us a comment in there. If you're not listening to the podcast, subscribe. Look up the Jeff Horvitz Show. Also on video, Rumble, follow us there. And on YouTube, subscribe. We appreciate everyone who's done that.
This is the Jeff Horvitz Show.
Doesn't this sound good? A T-bone steak, or how about a salt and pepper ribeye? Or maybe steak's not your thing. They've got chicken, they've got trout, salmon, pork chops, you name it. They've got great food at the Rodeo Steakhouse in Williams. And plus, I love going on out to Williams. Love historic Williams and Route 66. The Rodeo Steakhouse is at 950 North Grand Canyon Boulevard. It's right there by the Ramada Inn. By the way, get some great ribs as well at the Rodeo Steakhouse in Williams. Hey, I got a great deal for you from ZeroResNorthernArizona.com. If you need to get your tile cleaned, your carpet cleaned, even fabrics on couches, things like that. Plus, the ductwork, that you know, your HVAC system, the ductwork, they'll clean that as well. Oh, could you imagine all the stuff in there? ZeroResNorthernArizona.com, celebrating their third year in Northern Arizona with a 15% off promo code here on all services. Get 15% off. This is expiring pretty quick, though, so you better do it fast. 15% off with promo code CELEBRATE15. That's CELEBRATE15 when you go to ZeroResNorthernArizona.com, ZeroResNorthernArizona.com, or give them a call at 928-378-8888.